Welcome back to the Isle of Wight show with me, Joe Redstone. Next up in my series of interviews with athletes from the Isle of Wight's Island Games team, we have Imogen Moss and Matt Reed from the shooting team. Now, it turns out that if you're from the Isle of Wight, we actually have quite a lot of people who are rather good at shooting, but I'll let Imogen and Matt explain a little bit more about that. Please enjoy this interview with Imogen Moss and Matt Reed. So I'm here with Matt Reed and Imogen Moss, two of the members of the Island's shooting team, recently returned from the Games. Hello, nice to meet you guys, and thank you for your time this evening. I do appreciate that. So recently returned, can you just give us, Imogen, if you go first, give us a heads up as to what you did at the Games and how you got on?
So I competed in target shooting, and I competed in six events, and I brought back five medals. So I got a gold in the team event standard with my sister Shelley, and we also set a new Games record, which we set last time in Gotland, so we beat it again. We've got a team silver in the sport pistol, we got a team silver in the 10 metre air pistol, and then I got two bronzes, one being in the standard as an individual and one bronze in the team in the individual air, and I came fourth in my other event.
I mean, that's fairly impressive. Matt, can you do that well?
not quite that well, but no, I got a gold medal in the team 50 metre free pistol competition, and a gold in the 10 metre air pistol as well. Came fourth individually in the 50 metre free pistol individual event, fifth in the individual 10 metre air pistol, and sixth in the 25 metre standard pistol event.
Yeah, which is massively impressive. And the team as a whole did very well as well. You guys came back with 13 medals between you all.
Yeah, 13 medals, yeah.
Now, so the first question that I've got about this, I'm learning a lot from my involvement with the Island Games. How on earth do people from the Isle of Wight end up getting good at shooting things? Where does it start for you guys?
Shall I go first?
Go on.
It sounds a bit weird. As a kid, everything was a gun. It sounds a bit mad, but it was. And as I got older, I was given the opportunity to have different experiences with shooting sports. So I tried a bit of clay pigeon shooting, got on all right with that, but never really sort of went anywhere. I was still of a bit of an age where it was a bit difficult for me to access as a young kid, without having to rely on parents quite heavily. And then around 17, just before I was 18, I basically sought out a target shooting club to have a go at air pistol shooting. And from there, really, took it on, was coached at a local level that allowed me to participate in national events. And really from there, it's sort of gone on to where I've been in national squads. I've shot regionally for the Isle of, and also for the Isle of Wight, but also I go to regular competitions throughout the year internationally for England. I've shot for Great Britain. So yeah, once you get going, there's a real good process of and pathway to get to a good level. But to get good, it takes a lot of time, lot of practice, and a lot of dedication.
Yeah. But it was basically just something you were interested in,
yes,
as a kid,
yeah,
and you kind of
took it from there.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Imogen?
So I started in pony club. So always been horsey. The whole family are. But we started, so we used to do like pony club, actual riding bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. And then someone said, oh, you can do one where you run, swim and shoot. So I've never shot in my life at the time. I was probably about 10. So I thought, have a go. And then Newport Gun Club were the ones to do a lot of training. And it's one of the guys' dad that actually ran the club at the time. And he now is here as a really top shooter. And so, yeah, so I kind of took shooting on from there. So I got picked for different, this is about 10, 11, 12, where I then did different Hampshire competitions. I used to do the run, swim and shoot together. So I won that when I used to go to the New Forest. That kind of got all the family involved. The club unfortunately folded, so it went a few years before I then came back here and kind of just contacted and kind of said, I want to come back shooting. So yeah, picked it up from there. But again, it was about end of 2010 that I physically walked back in these doors. So yeah, and I've shot for GB, England, different squads all over, won various different titles, done 3 games. So yeah, and now I've got the whole family into it. So yeah, a bit of a family affair.
Okay, so I've been chatting to a few people, and I think, you know, those of us who don't know that much about the games, if you talk about Charlie Duke winning the half marathon or something like that, I think most of us, you know, we've got a sense of what that involved. But perhaps not so much with the shooting events. Can you guys give us a sort of brief heads up as to what your week looked like, how the events run, and kind of what they entail?
So pretty much every event in relation to the pistol side has a team event and an individual event. Normally they run team events at the beginning of the week, individual events near the end of the week. We landed, due to delays, unfortunately, with firearms. We didn't really get to bed till about 1 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. We were up again around 7 to head to the range to sort out firearms and get an opportunity to get onto the range and familiarise ourselves with where we're going to be shooting and the different types of equipment. Come Sunday, for me and Perrin, due to special dispensation from the army to be able to shoot our 50 metre competition, we had to be on the army range all day from 8 o'clock till around 7:30 in the evening to shoot the team in the individual events, which was a very long day with very little shelter and a lot of wind, which was a tough start for really the competition as a whole, because it was very different to the usual environment in which we shoot 50 meter free pistol. We had one day off on Monday. We shot twice on Tuesday, twice on Wednesday, once on Thursday, but that's quite a long, drawn-out competition, which lasted most of the day. And then I shot again once on Friday. And then Friday afternoon was my opportunity to quickly hike up the rock, have a look around, take a few pictures, and then head back for the closing ceremony. So it's a pretty full-on week, really.
Yeah. And was yours similar, Imogen?
Yeah, the Saturday was the training, making sure the guns were okay. Because flights and stuff, they bits and pieces do come apart. So we checked all that. Yeah, it's kind of just getting prepared to kind of the heat as well, because some of the, where we were, they don't have the air conditioning. So it was kind of just adapting to that. And then, come Sunday, I had 2 matches, but because of the time of them, some of the matches could take nearly 3 hours. I would be on the first detail, my sister would be on the second, but they've broken the match up, so it's, you're kind of going away, trying to get your head together, not kind of see what she's doing. So we had 2 that day. Monday I had 2 more, then it was kind of 1 on Tuesday, 1 on Wednesday, and then I was finished for the week. But being as a team thing, we kind of watched out for each other and all went back up and followed it that way. But yeah, it's very long days. We would get up really early to then be at the range for about 7:30 and then be there till about 5.
So it sounds like for you guys a lot of the challenge would actually be kind of mental as much as it is physical. Is that fair to say?
Like, yes. You've got
to, it sounds like, you know, you like might have to concentrate very intensely for a few minutes at a time, and then there might be a gap, and then you kind of have to go back to it.
Yeah, so I mean, one of the disciplines we do is shooting 60 shots in an hour and a quarter, which sounds like a lot of time. Sounds great. But it's very mental of the getting into a process and keeping to that process on every single shot, with the fact that you can see what your score's doing, you can get distracted by different things, you can see what other people are doing, or people have finished, or there's a big scoreboard behind you, so you know what's going on. And also it's kind of just being, the nerves and the adrenaline kicks in. It's just kind of trying to control that. And then one of the other matches is quite good, where the match is broken up into groups of 5 shots. So you've kind of got 5 minutes, 5 shots, and then you can kind of calm, and then next 5 minutes, 5 shots, and so on. So it's very different disciplines from one to the other. Yeah.
And this might be a tricky question to answer, Matt, but what makes a good shooter? Like, aside from loads of practice.
It is a difficult question, because, I mean, you see, when you think of a typical athlete running or doing a particular event, you have very much one image of that person, of what's required of them. So if it's a athlete who's doing a throwing discipline, they tend to be quite a bulky, muscular person. If it's someone running a long distance, they tend to be someone who's generally of a thinner build. In shooting, you can look along the line and you can see people of all different shapes and sizes. I think definitely from my experience, fitness plays a part. You get some people that focus a lot more on fitness and not so much on the mental side. I'm not a massive fitness person. I feel like my weaknesses are much more mental. So for me, it's a much more mental game than it might be for somebody else. When I shoot a match, it's 60 shots, but I might lift the gun 120 times and not get tired. But mentally, it's tiring because you're having to tell yourself this is not the right moment to take the shot, put the gun down, try again whilst you've got a clock ticking. Whereas other people lifting a gun 120 times would physically exhaust them, but mentally they might feel okay. So it's a very I don't think there is really one strict way of doing it. It's a combination, but it's being able to identify where your weakness is and then work on it, and being able to reevaluate all the time.
Could you, Imogen, talk to us a little bit about kind of the atmosphere actually in Gibraltar, what it was like, what are the Island Games actually like?
I think it was really nice in Gibraltar because it was such a small area when you think of kind of Gotland, for example. So it was really nice the fact that just everybody, even the people just living there, they were so into it. And I think for the highlight, and obviously I'll be a bit biased because I've won the medals, but when we did the medal ceremony here this time, it was done down at Casemates, so it was kind of like a big area where they'd put up a stage, they'd got all the music, they do the announcements. But you have all the little shops and restaurants all around. So you had all these different people of different sports and islands come together. And they're all there. And I mean, one time we went down to a medal presentation and we thought, hang on a minute, we can see an Isle of Wight flag. And it was a judo team. And then we thought, we'll go over Isle of Wight, of course. And then we were anywhere to pick up a medal as well. And then they were going, oh, you've got a medal. And it was just the fact that you're... And it was just really nice that it's all... You all see kind of what you're doing and you're being part of that. Mm. And I just think everybody, the whole atmosphere, I thought it was really, really good this time. It really gave you that kind of buzz that as soon as you got there, everyone's like, oh, you're here for the Island Games. Even going to the airport in Gatwick, it's like, oh, where are you going? You're all in kit. What's happening? It's just everyone seemed on board with it. It was really, really nice.
Okay, that's great. And have your minds turned towards Guernsey in a couple of years yet, or do you? When do you start thinking about that?
Names are already down.
Already, yeah. We already have a tick sheet on the club room wall as to the events that Guernsey are going to offer and who is interested to participate. We've already come up with ideas for funding to try and help us. Shooting isn't really a sport that's always favoured in terms of like sponsorship or charities or different organisations. It's always a bit of a taboo sort of thing. So sometimes it's a bit harder for us to try and sort of reach out and get that. But we're trying to come up with some ideas that we can do. Near to the end of the time of chance of fundraising for Gibraltar, we were going to like Morrison's and doing bagpacking, and everybody was really, really open and was interested and intrigued as to what we do. So, you know, hopefully with that in mind, you know, people, you know, we can try that again, see if it can help us get the team there to Guernsey.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that, and hopefully there'll be another decent-sized medal haul in Guernsey as well. Yeah. Thank you very much, Chris.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. If you're interested in finding out more about the Isle of Wight team or the Island Games in general, then their website is teamiow.org.uk, and they also have a really good Facebook page, which is facebook.com/teamiow, and there's a YouTube channel and an Instagram page as well. So plenty of places where you can find out a little bit more and maybe find out how you might be able to get involved as well. Please look out for our next interviews, which will be coming soon. In the meantime, if you did enjoy that, please do tell a friend about what it is that we're all up to here. And you can also subscribe to the Isle of Wight show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We look forward to you guys tuning in for the next episode, which will be coming soon. Cheers.